By late noon on Monday, the line outside of John 3:16 is not quite as long as it was earlier in the morning. Still, Tulsans looking to feed their families a Thanksgiving meal wait at least an hour or more to receive their bag of food.
We're in the front entrance of John 3:16 Mission's Family News Center. Around us, down the street, in the gym, are people that have come to be a part of our great Thanksgiving banquet. We're doing a turkey basket distribution today.
That's Reverend Steve Whitaker, who runs John 3:16 in Tulsa.
I got to the line early this morning. There were four guys that got here at midnight last night. And then they just came all hours last night. So some came at 1, 2, all through the night. They showed up.
He says the backgrounds of the people who've come to take advantage of this opportunity vary widely.
This is for families, the working poor, people that don't have enough money to make it through the month, people that are food insecure to come get a Thanksgiving basket that hopefully we'll see them through the Thanksgiving holiday and maybe beyond.
John Bolander is one of those locals who's partaking.
Having all my family over, my in-laws, everybody's coming.
He says he wouldn't have been able to do that without John 3:16.
I'm disabled, so this really is a godsend for me and my family.
His is a familiar story. Many in line here are unemployed.
My name is Linnell Mingleton. I just recently got unemployed. This will really help me out.
Debbie Ridge also lost her job.
It's my first time here. When I first got in line, I'm like, oh my goodness. I didn't think we were going to make it up here.
How long have you been waiting?
Approximately, I don't know. I'm not a clock watcher, but I would say about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Steve Whitaker says the crowd of people needing assistance seems to have grown since the previous year.
We had kind of padded our numbers a little bit. We saw 4,700 families last year. We anticipate 5,000 this year, maybe more than 5,000.
He says this year seems to have been harder on families.
People that are coming to us saying things are more difficult for them than they were before.
He says that donations have been somewhat slow to come in as well. They haven't reached their goal of 5,000 turkeys just yet, but Whitaker says that there's still time to donate. If you want to help out, you can drop off a turkey at either John 3:16 location. The downtown location is at 506 North Cheyenne, and the Family and Youth Center is located at 2027 North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
And then either one of the Under the Sun Garden Centers, where they do a matching on the turkeys, which is a great thing for John 3:16. So if you give one, they also give another one on top of that.
They'll be accepting donations of turkeys until Wednesday. Whitaker says he's thankful for everyone who's already helped out.
You know, people in Tulsa are very generous in the midst of what are very difficult times. We know a lot of people are still doing okay, but a lot of people are not. And everybody's been very generous for the mission, and I wanted to say thank you. People don't get the hugs and the thanks that I get. You know, most people recognize me as the guy who's at the head of John 3:16. But I'm just a regular guy trying to help out folks. And so it's nice to see people be generous the way that they are to help us to buy the food that helps us then to reach out to families that are at risk.
Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.